Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Over 6 million people would visit this place each year. It is a place of pilgrimage for millions of Catholics and faithful. There are thousands of reported miraculous healings, cures from cancer, heart disease, infections, blindness, and fertility. I personally have met someone who was able to walk when she visited this place after being in a wheelchair for 9 years. Nearly everyone who comes to this place is profoundly moved, and the message of this place is a call to conversion, prayer, and charity. This place, of course, is the focus of today's memorial. In 1958, between February 11 and July 16, the Blessed Virgin appeared 18 times and showed herself to a 14-year-old girl called Saint Bernadette in the hollow of a rock at Lourdes. Bernadette said that the lady had asked her to scratch at a certain point in the ground, and then water began emerging from that very spot, which soon developed into a spring. Within days, there were reports of miraculous healings of people who had drunk the water from this spring or had applied the water to their bodies. And on March 25th of that year, she said to the little shepherdess Bernadette, "I am the Immaculate Conception." Now, although you are restricted from traveling right now, it ought to be in every Catholic's bucket list to make the pilgrimage to Lourdes. It was on my bucket list actually to go after my ordination last year, but alas, it was not meant to be. But in the meantime, let us turn to Our Lady of Lourdes, the Immaculate Conception, who, just as she was chosen by God for the special role of being the Mother of the Redeemer, so does she continue to play a special role in the carrying out of God's plan to lead others closer to His Son. And just as she asked Saint Bernadette to pray the rosary with her, let us pick up our rosary each day and turn to Our Lady of Lourdes, who prays with us and for us. Let us pray. Grant us, O merciful God, protection in our weakness, that we who keep the memorial of the Immaculate Mother of God may, with the help of her intercession, rise up from our iniquities. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear friends, I want to thank you for following and supporting this podcast, and this is just a quick message to share that I will be conducting an online Lenten group through Zoom, together with the Evangelization Office of the Archdiocese of Sydney, which will take place on Wednesday evenings during the season of Lent. If you'd like to know more and sign up, there will be a link in the notes of this episode. Thank you once again for all your support, and please keep praying for me and each other, and do please share this podcast with your friends and family. God bless.